Hey everybody, hey Stripey. I was just sending out my live request. I'm sorry y'all, I'm running behind tonight. I'ma go ahead and start. Y'all go ahead and share the live. Hey, you was typing and I popped up. Let me find out Stripey. All right, y'all, I have such a great interview tonight. I just want to welcome everybody who keep following me. Soul Sessions, this is season 1, episode 4. This is my newest podcast for this year. Last year, we did a lot of interviews, and they were fun. So this year, I'm trying to do a little something different, though. Last night, we had a real fire interview with Johnny Rocks. And tonight, I will be joined by Terry B, Southern Soul Artist. If y'all missed last night's episodes, it will be streaming on iHeartRadio and all major platforms later tonight, as well as tonight's episode. I really, really want to ask all of you guys just to support autism awareness for the month of April. So each episode that I have for April is going to be dedicated to all people who take care of children or even the adults who are autistic. And I just want to ask that you guys do research on it and continue to support it. So I'm going to go ahead and bring up our guest tonight. Hey. How are you?
What's going on? You can see me?
I can see you. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much. I'll be running behind. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all good.
I appreciate you. So I'm going to get right into it. Like, you're so fire, and I'm so excited I get to see you in June perform. So why don't you tell everybody, like, who you are and where you're from?
I'm Terry B, Southern Soul rapper from Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
The best, the hottest city in the world.
All right. And then why don't you tell us a little bit about Southern Soul music? Because, like, for me, it's newer for me. Right. I just now am hearing a lot of artists, and they're so talented. You guys are so talented. You guys have amazing voices, like the artists that I've heard. But I know a lot of people, they're not familiar with it, because I've been speaking a lot about it, though. Like, I'm getting more into Southern Soul, the Trail Rides, and a lot of that, because my sister is in one of the step clubs.
Right.
So can you tell us a little bit about that genre of music?
Southern Soul is like, I would say for like the grown, the older, the mature kind of crowd. It's like, it's totally different. It's like in a world of its own. Yeah, it's like a world of its own. And it's a lot of amazing artists, like, keep coming out. And I love it, and I really, truly enjoy it. And it's just like, you got the Trail White Ride, you got the line dancers, you got the blues. It's a lot going on. It's a powerful genre.
And the parties be lit.
Yeah, the parties be lit.
Let me tell
you. And I love it because everybody's having fun. You ain't got to worry about no guns, no violence, nobody fighting, no none of it. Like, it's just straight love, having fun, and making it home.
Yeah, I got to meet some really fire people. I met 803 Fresh like a couple weeks ago, and he's fire too.
Right.
And that's how I met Miss Cat. I know you'll be performing at her party in June.
Yeah, right.
So I'm really excited about that. But I met a bunch of artists that were performing there, and that was the first time I've been there. And I said, boy, they sure get down in the country.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing, especially like you go like Mississippi, Texas, keep going further south, like for real. It'd be fun, though.
Fire. So can you tell me, how did, like, your background growing up or the environment you grew up in. How does that influence you or your music?
It's funny you say that because I started off doing gospel rap. So I grew up, I ain't have my father, but I had my mother, and my mother made sure that we always went to church and everything like that. So I always wanted to do something positive and clean and productive. So I had the journey doing gospel rap, and during the process, I had stopped for a minute because I ran for mayor in the city of Memphis. And I was just focused on the community and everything for 4 years. And then as I was getting old, I was like, you know, I could still do gospel, but I wanted to do, you know, make love songs, happy songs, party songs, everything.
That's right. I didn't know you did gospel rap, so I really am glad that I got to do this interview and learn more about your background.
Yeah, that's how I started doing gospel rap.
So how old were you when you knew that you wanted to pursue a music career?
Since 2005, I was in the 10th grade. I was in the 10th grade, 2005, I think I was 15 years old. I think so. That's when I knew I wanted to do music.
Okay, a lot of the artists I speak to, they were pretty young when they started as well.
Right.
So do you see like your growth from age 15 to now? Like, do you see how much you've transformed?
Oh, yeah. I grew a whole lot. Like, I grew a whole lot. And it's like, seems like now this time around, I'm really just enjoying myself, enjoying life, and having fun. Like, I think it's time for me to enjoy life because I've been, you know, through so much growing up and everything and trying to do a lot for others. That now it's like, I want to be selfish and do something for myself. Like, make sure I'm happy. And people might say, oh, man, it's wrong. But it's like, I've been helping other people my whole life. Can I get 1 year just to do what I want to do?
No, I feel that. I respect that. It's our me season. I'm in that season right now, too. So I really respect that. Because if you're not in a healthy mental space with yourself, you can't be there for other people anyway.
Yeah, right. Facts. I can't be there for nobody.
Exactly. Exactly. I respect that. So can you tell me who some of your music influences were growing up?
My first one, I'm going to say Master P. Master P, I just love my boy P. It's like from the music to the entrepreneurship, that's where, you know, I really love. I love Master P. I like 50 Cent and I like Birdman. Not musically, but like the entrepreneurship.
Right. Yeah, you know, a couple of them artists is from my city, and I will tell you that Master P and Birdman, they built such an empire for themselves and their families, and they got their families out of the hood because it's really bad out there.
Right.
So the mindset is what you were going for, is why you, like, they were your influences, because you wanted to build an empire for yourself.
Yeah, right. That's correct.
I respect that. That's what we're all trying to do. So do you have any upcoming projects, tours, or any new stuff that you're working on right now?
Right now we still on the I Kinda Party tour. We're gonna be finishing up the show you was talking about, June 22nd, in South Carolina. We're gonna finish up there, and I got a new single coming out next month too. It's Getting Ainty. It's gonna be dope though. It's gonna be hard.
I'm a dance for that video.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard. Get it, Auntie. It's gonna be hard. I promise. It's gonna be hard. I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. So we've been working though. We got a lot of dope music though on the way. We just really been working, and I'm really in a great space right now to make music. So I'm just enjoying it though.
That's good. I feel like it's important to to not just work so hard and always have to sacrifice stuff. It's so important to be able to enjoy the life, because that's what we're here for, is to learn and experience life.
Right.
So can you tell me who some of the artists are that you have worked with?
Artists that I work with, Tony Armani. I work with, I got a new song working on with, Mike Clark. Who else I got music with? In the gospel side, I got songs with, Ken Jones, 1K Few. I did, Project Pat. I got a song with Project Pat. I got a lot of songs with a lot of people, though, they've been working with, though.
Okay, that's fire. I like to see artists networking with other artists and collaborating. I feel like it's so important for all artists to support each other.
Yeah, right. That's a good thing right there.
Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit about, like, you know, I looked you up, and like I always tell you, your voice is so talented and gifted. You have like such a y'all gotta go check him out. Check out Terry V. I'm gonna be sharing some of his videos and music later as well. But your voice has such a rasp, and it's so raw, and I love that. Like, it's an authentic voice.
Right. Like, you
don't do all that auto-tunes and stuff. Like, a lot of people do that nowadays, and I'm not judging them. I just like to hear a real voice.
Right.
So, like, as far as, like, besides music, can you tell me, like, some of the things that you do for your community? Or I saw you have a business also.
Yeah, I got a store called the Fireproof Store. We have shoes and jerseys and hats and belts and sets, Nike sets, Jordan sets, Polo sets, Air Force One, stuff like that. And then I got a Fireproof basketball team. I work with the youth. I got an AAU basketball team in the community work with. I'm trying to think. We got a food truck. We're putting the food truck together. We just working, though. We just work.
That's fire. I like that. Let me find out what kind of food y'all going to be cooking.
You know what, Memphis, that little chicken, fish, chicken tenders, fries. You know how it goes. Something simple. Not too hard, simple.
Okay. Are you going to take your food truck to the trail rides?
Nah, I'm just going to leave it up here at the school. I ain't going to do
all. You
going
to keep it local?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it local, yeah. You know, it take a whole team, you know. You got to drive down the highway and all that. Yeah, I'm just going to keep it local right now. But you never know what God will do.
All right, I like that. Well, I'm going to have to come visit Memphis and try it out when y'all get running.
Yeah, we waiting on you.
I'm a club. So I love that you speak about God, and I saw that, you know, a lot of your posts as well. So can you tell me, like, transitioning from gospel to Southern soul music and just in general in life, how do you keep yourself grounded and humble? Because, you know, with the music industry, there are a lot of temptations and a lot of things you got to go through and experience.
Right. Well, I kind of think it's like almost the same, because like with the gospel and the Southern soul, it's like most people in Southern soul believe in God. It's just the music on Southern soul is that I make be positive or uplifting, you know, party, you know, it ain't no cursing or degrading women or profanity or anything like that. So I try to keep it clean that your children can listen to it, and also your grandmother, your aunties, your uncles, your granddaddy, you know, everybody can listen to it. Like, it don't matter, you know, the age bracket. So that's why I just keep it clean and productive. And yeah, there's a lot of temptations, because like the few songs that I've been recording, it sound good cursing on them. Like, it just sound good, but I just know, like, you know, I don't want to put that in my music, though. You know, I want to keep it clean.
Right.
And I let the people that do, you know, they say the word because it's clearly what belongs there. But, you know, I'm going to keep it clean, though.
Well, I like it. Come to Party, Came to Party. That song so far, I've been listening to it. I want to learn one of the little line dances too.
Right, yeah, that's what's up.
You know, I was there. I'm from New Orleans. I can shake.
Right.
But I can't do them line dances.
Right. That's what's
up. I'm gonna learn one by June though. I'm gonna learn one by June.
That's what's up.
All right, so I saw also that you used to, I don't know if you still do, like you did some interviews. You used to do interviews online.
Yeah. I had my I'm gonna try to get back to it. I had the Fireproof radio show. I had a radio show.
Yeah, I was, you know, I like to do my research on artists before I just, you know, come up here, because I like to know about y'all, and I like to, you know, at least have some knowledge of you. I already know your music, and you are, like, I can tell you a kind-hearted person just from our conversations we've had. But I was like, okay, check him out. He do interviews like I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I had, I was doing the radio. Like you said, I love playing, you know, helping the other artists, and then I was interviewing them and everything. I really enjoyed it though. Like, it helped open doors and build relationships. That's why I did it. I loved it. I'm ready to get back into it, but I just got to find the time to get to it though.
Yeah, I respect that. I was I did my show last night, and normally I only do them like once or twice a month, but yeah. I've had a lot of artists reaching out to me that follow me, and they've been, you know, watching my podcast and my interviews, and they were like, E, I really want to, you know, you to interview me. I like your space. And I be telling myself, I'm not going to do this no more. But then I network and meet and have relations, you know, with such amazing people. I'm like, I'm not gonna quit this. I'm gonna keep going. I love to support y'all any way I can. I love to network, and I'm also building myself up for my dreams by networking with you guys as well.
This what's up. Yeah, keep going. Don't never stop. Just keep going. No matter what happened. Like today, you kept going. You could have stopped, rescheduled, but you kept going.
Yes, indeed, because I was excited for this interview tonight. I said, I'm having this interview no matter what.
This was up.
So, being from Memphis, just like the city I'm from, you guys have a lot of violence. Does that also play part with, like, the reason why you try to do such positive music?
Oh, yeah, of course. There's a lot of violence in Memphis, and I was one of the ones that was out there pushing stop the violence and put the guns down, and I was out there. We did a lot of block parties, feeding the hungry. We was out there talking to these young brothers and everything. We was out there putting the work in. We was out there.
Well, I love to see that, especially for, you know, the African American community, because it's not a lot of people who would do that. They would rather just stand by and watch it instead of encouraging other people, especially the youth right now. The youth, I feel like they really need us older people to encourage them for more positivity and really be there for them. Because, like, it takes a village was always the saying, but I feel like people don't utilize that no more.
Yeah, you know, it's like the internet. Because it's the internet.
Yeah.
So it's like you can, it's just, you walking with the world in your hand. Like, you can do anything with that phone.
Yeah, I agree. Ever since, like, the internet, it has its good flaw. Like, it has its good stuff as far as you can network with more people and reach more people. But I agree with you. It has a lot of flaws in it as well.
Yeah, right. Because I know my daughter, I had, you know, take her phone away. And it just like, but you still can use Wi-Fi. Or get on a tablet, or it's just so easy to get online, to,
Yep.
you know, be affected just so easy. You can go over your friend's house. You
Yep.
can go, you know, the internet is right there, like.
Yep, I agree with you. So let me ask you, can you tell people like where your next stops are coming up for your tour?
Yes, we're going. Where we going? Where we going? What this week is? This we don't got none this weekend. We have some. I think May the 4th, May the 4th, and then we got May the 11th in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi. We got May the 18th in Dallas, and then I got another interview May the 20th in Dallas. We got May the 25th in Arkansas, May the 26th in Moorhead, Mississippi. So we're moving around. We're moving around. We're going to a lot of places.
That's nice. So, are you with other artists, or is it just you on the tour?
Right now it's just me. Sometimes I you know, might bring another artist, of course, but right now it's just mainly me.
That's so fire. I was watching your stuff, and it looks like you've just been having so much fun.
Oh yeah. I'm just having I'm really having the time of my life. I'm not stressing. I'm not, you know, worried about who don't support, who do support. I'm just really enjoying myself. Like I'm happy. I'm just, you know, happy to be here.
I love to hear that. What is some advice that you could give to like other artists who are new in the music industry, or artists who just feel like, you know, is a lot and they want to give up?
Don't never give up, but if you gotta take a step back, it's always good just to take a step back and check out the reason why you're doing it. And I see that right now is a lot of people giving up because of the finance, like the finance and stuff. So what I had to do was I was working at UPS. I quit my job. I was staying in an apartment, and I heard Tyler Perry say, "Do some, sacrifice some for 2 years, and you will never have to, you know, do if you sacrifice some for 2 years, you will never have to do that again." So being me, a risk taker, I left my apartment and moved. I call it my shoebox. I moved into a shoebox. It was a little office. And it ain't had no restroom. I had to take a shower at Planet Fitness. It was just a little, it was just a little, my a little spot. And I quit my job and I saved all my money for 2 years. Man, I just stacked up money. I learned. I did everything, and now I see the fruit of the labor for the sacrifice. So I ain't had no job since 2016. It's been a real blessing.
That's great. I love to hear stories like that to share with others, especially artists, because you guys have to invest so much into yourself. People don't just hand people it. They're not just gonna walk up and say, "Oh, I want to sign you." I mean,
Right.
some people that might happen for, but in reality, it doesn't happen that easily for people.
Right.
Like, y'all really gotta put the hard work in. You gotta go to, when people are just starting, they gotta pay for the showcases. They gotta pay to perform. You know, they gotta pay to put their brand out there. So it
Right.
is important that for me, it's always important to me that I show up. I try to go to every showcase I can for my friends and support them. I try to go to anything that they have to support them, because that helps them keep going.
Yeah, and we thank God for people like you, like for real, because seeing your face in a place or sharing, that's giving, you know, that's encouragement. That's like, I'll keep going, keep going. Like Master P say, turn one fan, turn E into a million of E's. You just
Okay.
gotta be it one at a time.
Yeah, I get so excited, like just to even see someone perform, especially if it's like a person I support or my friends. Like, I get so excited for their success and their journey. Like, it really excites me.
Right.
So is there anything that you would like to share with everyone tonight to tell them more about Terry B?
Oh, man, just stay tuned to Terry B. It's Terry B. Soul on Instagram or Fireproof TV on Instagram, and just stay tuned. Facebook Terry B, YouTube Terry B, new music on the way, new merch on the way. And catch me in your city coming soon, because we trying to hit every city, everywhere.
Well, that's fire. I'm so excited for you and your journey, and I'm going to keep checking you out. I'm going to keep sharing your stuff. You're very welcome. I welcome you on my platform anytime. Like I said, I created this platform for people, not just for me to get to know them as artists, but for others. And because I have a lot of friends who are artists, I wanted them to be able to network with other artists from all over, not just from their city.
Right.
So that's why I do this. I do this to encourage them. You know, just show them love, because they always show me love and support. So I truly appreciate you for your time tonight, and I can't wait to party with you in June.
Oh yeah, June 22nd is going down. Miss Pat's birthday.
Yes, we are gonna cut up.
Oh yeah, for sure. Make sure you learn a line dance now.
I'm gonna have my sister teach me, because she knows all of them. I don't know none of them. I be watching them. I'm like, yeah, I don't got the footwork. Right. I can shake, but I don't got the footwork.
Yeah, just practice. Just practice. You got time, though. You got time.
Well, I appreciate you, Terry B, and we're gonna talk again soon. And I'm gonna keep watching out, and I'm looking forward to your new music.
Glad to be here. And my whatever you're doing, don't never give up. Keep God first and keep pushing.
Oh, always keeping God first. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Soul Sessions. It will be later on tonight. I'm going to send it to you, but I will have it uploaded on iHeartRadio and all major platforms.
Okay, that's a blessing. Let me know.
I sure will. Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
Night.